We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Add These, Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Peter 1:8. For if these things are really yours and are continually increasing, they will keep you from becoming ineffective and unproductive in your pursuit of knowing our Lord Jesus Christ more intimately. I have just read from the New English Translation. The stagnation Judith experienced did not happen overnight. It came from neglecting the deliberate process of growth. Spiritual growth does not happen by accident. The Christian life begins with faith, but it is meant to progress. This is why Scripture instructs us to add to our faith. A believer who does not intentionally grow will gradually become weak, discouraged, and ineffective. Faith is the foundation, but it must be built upon. Virtue strengthens character. Knowledge deepens understanding. Self-control disciplines desires. Patience stabilizes us in trials. Godliness shapes our lifestyle. Brotherly kindness improves our relationships. Love perfects them all. When these qualities increase, they make the believer fruitful and spiritually productive. Many believers desire results without pursuing growth. They want victory without discipline, power without knowledge, and maturity without consistency. But spiritual fruitfulness flows from intentional development. The more these qualities increase, the more stable and effective we become in our walk with Christ. Lack of growth often leads to discouragement. When believers face repeated defeats, they may feel that something is wrong with their faith. In many cases, the issue is not the absence of faith, but the absence of growth. As these virtues increase, they strengthen our capacity to stand firm and overcome challenges. God's desire is that we keep advancing. Yesterday's experience with God should not be the highest point of our walk. Each day should bring deeper knowledge, stronger character, and greater intimacy with Christ. When growth is continuous, effectiveness becomes inevitable. Go into today with a commitment to grow intentionally. Examine your life and identify areas where you need to add diligence. As you do, you will find yourself becoming more fruitful, more stable, and more effective in knowing the Lord. Prayer. Lord, help me grow intentionally in my walk with you. Teach me to add to my faith and to pursue spiritual maturity daily. Let my life continually increase in fruitfulness as I grow in the knowledge of Christ. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Job 17-18. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.